Representatives from the hospitality sector are due to hold talks later today with the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly and Tourism Minister Catherine Martin. It's the first meeting between the government and the sector since the Cabinet decision to limit the reopening of indoor services in restaurants and bars to people who've been fully vaccinated. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
The Hospitality Forum, which includes hotel, restaurant and licensed vintner groups, meets with ministers every 3 or 4 months. However, today's long schedule meeting is particularly timely. This will be the first opportunity for the hospitality industry to directly engage with members of the Cabinet, which yesterday paused the reopening of indoor hospitality for an unspecified period of time. It's expected they will press the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly and Tourism Minister Catherine Martin for details on how the new government plan might operate and, crucially, when indoor hospitality might reopen. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said he hopes the plan can be agreed by the 19th of July, adding the government would be engaging urgently with stakeholders about the practical steps to make the concept a reality. However, opposition parties are highly sceptical. It's not just about the July 19th target date for the completion of the plan, but more fundamentally about whether the concept of only admitting vaccinated people to indoor hospitality is a runner at all.
The Social Democrats co-leader Roisin Shortall has called for a COVID test system to be introduced that would eliminate the discriminatory element of allowing only vaccinated people to avail of indoor hospitality. On this programme, Deputy Shortall also said she opposes a situation where people cannot access services even though they have no control over whether they've been vaccinated or not. She said the majority of staff working in the sector were younger people who were not vaccinated.
And I think that's very discriminatory, saying to young people, you can serve older people, but you can't avail of the hospitality yourself. And I think that's a real problem. I also think it's a real problem to expect staff in hospitality to check people coming in the door, to check their status in relation to COVID, whether they've had it or vaccinations, because that's not their business. And it's not appropriate either to be asking, to expect staff to ask people about, very personal information.
The EU is this afternoon expected to formally announce a 3-month extension of the grace period for chilled meats entering Northern Ireland from Great Britain. Under the Northern Ireland Protocol, such products are due to be banned if entering from Great Britain. An initial 6-month grace period delaying the ban, agreed by the EU and UK last December, is due to expire at midnight tonight. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
The EU bans the import of chilled, non-frozen meats such as sausages, mince pies and other products from third countries. Since Northern Ireland applies EU food safety rules, such products would not be permitted from GB. In December, the EU agreed a 6-month grace period on the condition that the UK would clearly label such products, that they would undergo checks in special channels at Northern Ireland ports, and that the UK would continue to align with EU food safety rules for the duration of the grace period. The UK issued a declaration agreeing with those conditions. As tensions over the protocol mounted in recent months, it was expected the UK would unilaterally extend the grace period without consulting the EU. However, a formal request was made, and EU member states and the European Commission have agreed to it in principle. In a formal legal procedure, the EU has linked the agreement to the fact that northern supermarkets have been adapting their supply chains, meaning they are sourcing such products either locally or from the south. In other words, not from Great Britain. Partly on this basis, the extension is being granted. However, UK sources have told RTE News that London does not believe there are any reasons why GB sausages cannot be sold in Northern Ireland. This suggests there is, once again, a gap in both sides' interpretation of what they are agreeing. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
A United Nations report has found that the economic impact from the drop in tourism since the pandemic emerged last year could exceed $4 trillion. The joint report by the World Tourism Organization and the UN Conference on Trade and Development described tourism as a lifeline for millions and said advancing vaccination is crucial to the recovery of jobs. An Environmental Protection Agency report on domestic wastewater treatment systems shows over half of those inspected last year were not up to standard, with almost a quarter posing a risk to human health or the environment. There are close to 500,000 such systems in the country. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.
A national inspection plan for septic tanks has been in place for the last 8 years. It involves local authorities carrying out a total of 1,000 checks annually. Last year, as a result of the pandemic, inspections were down slightly. A total of 433 of the 809 systems tested failed, with 23% found to be a risk to human health or the environment. Maintenance issues or structural problems that cause leaks were the main defects identified. The EPA says that while around three quarters of tanks found to have issues since 2013 have been repaired, it's still concerned about a failure to resolve older cases. Pat McGrath, RTE News, Galway.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Choose Grant's A++ rated air-to-water heat pump to heat your new build home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Warm and mainly dry today with sunny spells this morning. Showers will break out in southern coastal counties from this afternoon. Highest temperatures 20 to 24 degrees, but cooler in the far north and northwest with onshore breezes.